Let's take the next item, please. 421.
Support transportation investment generating economic recovery grant application to seek funds to design and construct Outer Powell Boulevard Transportation Safety Project Segment 2 and 3 from Southeast 116th Avenue to 162nd Avenue in substantial conformance with the 2012 Outer Powell Boulevard Conceptual Design Plan.
Commissioner Novick.
Actually, Art, do you think that we should do both of these at once because they're rather connected?
Okay, please, go ahead, 422.
422, amend transportation system development charge capital improvement project list.
Please.
Colleagues, I'm pleased to introduce these items today. We've identified exciting upcoming opportunities to move forward with four important transportation projects: the Outer Powell Transportation Safety Project, David Douglas Safe Routes to School, Sullivan's Crossing, and the Southwest Barber Safety Project. We're talking about adding these projects to the SDC list, which will allow us to be fiscally smart with the transportation SDCs and leverage them to gain a significant amount of additional funds while implementing critical safety improvements around the city. We are very hopeful that we might actually be able to get a federal Tiger grant to help with the Outer Powell Transportation Safety Project, which the East Portland Action Plan has identified for years as the highest priority in East Portland. And we're happy to be collaborating with ODOT on that and one other project. And Kelly Brooks from ODOT is here. We'll be able to speak more about our partnership in a few minutes. We know this. We have a very full agenda today, so we've asked staff to keep this pretty brief. There's a lot of community support for all four of these projects, but we've kept invited testimony to just three people out of respect for everyone's time, and we'll ask everybody to talk really fast. Now, here are Art Pierce and Mark Lear will provide additional information about these two items.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner and Mayor. Really pleased to be here. This is something that we've been actually sort of working on for a number of months, trying to find opportunities to expand SDC funds, to work with leveraging partnerships, both with the community groups as well as with other institutions. And I think we've come up with a package of opportunity investments that really allow us to be most ready to leverage outside grant sources and deliver some really exciting projects that community members have asked for quite a while. So with me today is Mark Lear. He leads up the resources team for PBOT, and I manage the policy planning and projects group. We also have some staff in the audience who have been diligently putting all these pieces together. Specifically, I think Shoshana Cohen deserves a shout-out. Thank you, Shoshana. She's chased a lot of details in making all this come together. Around the SDC process, so the last time that we updated the SDC list was 2007, so the list is now quite dated in terms of responding to immediate needs. We are about to update a much more robust full update to the list in 2017, and so we have this opportunity area to add some projects that we think we can get out the door and leverage now with SDC balances that we have on hand. So there's really strong support, we believe, for making these investments and making these projects move forward, and really can't expend these SDCs without partnership funds. One of the challenges we have as an agency with changes in how federal funding has come is we don't have the same match funding that we used to be able to get these projects out the door. Specifically, the Tiger opportunity and the opportunity to partner with ODOT on getting Outer Powell moving ahead was the spark that really brought this conversation to you and to the council. So what we have for you today is a proposal to add four projects to the current transportation SDC list. And as Commissioner mentioned, that's Outer Powell, David Douglas, Sullivan's Crossing, and Southwest Barber. And we're able to do this while within the overall SDC program, not changing anything related to SDC rates or anything that the contributors would experience.
We are having to bump some older projects off the list.
Yeah, and I'll touch on those individually with the project. So here's a map of sort of geographically where those four projects are. We tried to make sure that we were being conscious of geography. A lot of emphasis, of course, on East Portland and the need to make sure that we're expanding SDCs in East Portland. So the first project, Outer Powell Transportation Safety Project. This is taking Outer Powell from suburban, if not rural, type of typology into being an urban street that can provide safety and comfort for a whole variety of users. April Bertelson's here. She has a pretty remarkable stack of support letters that are coming in from a whole variety of directions in support specifically of this work and of the Tiger Grant. So we really feel like we are in a good place relative to the Tiger Grant, both competitive within Oregon and also competitive nationally for this. So the cost estimate overall is $50 million. What we are proposing to contribute is somewhere in the range of $9 to $11 million to help fulfill that overall package. They're asking for a $15 million Tiger Grant together, ODOT and we will be asking. This contribution would be coming from savings from Southeast Barbara Welch and Southeast Foster Road 136 to Jenny. And so we believe those are good projects to remove some of the eligibility from in order to make this contribution possible. The next project is David Douglas Safe Routes to School. This is a whole network of connections that help provide safer and more comfortable access to David Douglas. We've talked extensively with the school groups there and believe that this is specifically a very exciting project, and there's a letter of support specifically from them and this project as well. We're using paper to demonstrate support today rather than, rather than people. Yeah. Total cost estimate for this project is $8 million, and what we're proposing is that we would contribute roughly half of that amount through the SDC program and be pursuing regional flexible funds in the upcoming round for the remaining funds. And the savings from this would come from Gateway Regional Center, which would still have plenty of eligibility for additional Gateway investment projects ongoing. Sullivan's Crossing is a relatively new idea, but is one that has garnered pretty tremendous support. And so this is David Alonghi, who's the head of our Bridges and Structures group. And so they've done a feasibility study of the Sullivan's Crossing bridge project. And so I have that technical report for your review today. But this is a great opportunity. It connects along 7th Avenue between the Lloyd District and the Central East Side. This is an area where there is tremendous growth happening, particularly in residential growth in the Lloyd District. But we don't have proper infrastructure to respond to that growth and that increased travel demand. And we believe this bridge infrastructure will relieve pressure that might come on 12th Avenue and conflicting with freight movements or on MLK and Grand. Total cost estimate for this bridge is $13 million. And we're projecting that we would pursue around $11 million from the SDC program and pursue additional funds, perhaps either from regional flexible funds or Portland Development Commission has a URA on both sides of this bridge. So it seems like a ripe opportunity to collaborate with PDC on supporting development in those districts. And we would be using savings from Burnside Cooch East, which is a completed project, and Burnside Cooch West, which is a radically sort of revamped scope compared to what was in the SDC list for that. Next project is Barber Safety Improvements. This is a project I think you've heard extensively about in terms of requests for improvements along the bridge structures along that section and also at the intersection of Capitol Highway. And so this is a result of an ODOT road safety audit is coming up with a proposed design, and this would be what we would be proposing out of the $4 million cost is that we would be able to meet ODOT roughly halfway in terms of our contribution towards the project. As we got further on to that and hopefully work together with them to find the rest of the funds for that. So that's the overall package that we have for you today. We have a couple invited testimony, but we have heard pretty remarkable support for this. We did meet with Sweeney last week, and Sweeney passed a resolution supporting the funds being allocated for Southwest Barber but aren't able to be here today, but they pass on their support to you. So happy to answer any questions or thoughts on this.
Questions now or maybe after your invited testimony. Sure. So please.
And our three invited guests are Kelly Brooks from ODOT, Kem Marks, an East Portland safety activist, and Wade Lang, American Assets Trust and the Lloyd District.
Great. Come on up. Good afternoon. Kelly, I think you're on first.
Okay. Hello, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. Thank you so much for having me today. ODOT and PBOT, as you just heard, are in the final stages of preparing a Tiger Grant, a $15.5 million request to fund safety and livability improvements to Outer Powell While many of you have heard the statistics of Powell many times, I think it's important to restate some of them so we understand why it's so critical. The segment of Powell that we are discussing between 116th and 162nd experiences a crash rate that's three times what we see on similar arterials across the state. Between 2009 and 2014, there were 24 reported collisions. 24 of those involved pedestrians. Six of those were cyclists. And two pedestrians in a one-year time frame between 2013 and 2014, I believe, did not survive those crashes. And while ODOT has made significant safety investments along Powell over the years, Tiger actually provides us an opportunity to do something truly transformative here. To add the continuous multimodal improvements like sidewalks that are really going to help folks in the community access school, work, and entertainment options. The importance of today's proposed action to contribute system development charge funds to this project, Ann Barber, really cannot be overstated. With your help, we believe we're going to be able to complete not one, but two full segments of the Outer Powell concept plan. Stated another way, your contribution here today is helping leverage what is a $50 million project in East Portland. With your help, we're also showing our friends in Washington that this project has sizable and committed state and local match, which is really going to help us compete well. With your help, we're also showing the people of Portland that ODOT and the city can work together to seize opportunities to bring federal dollars home to the people that we serve. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for your consideration of this request. I'd also like to thank my colleagues at PBOT for our partnership on both this grant application and the road safety audit work that we did on Barber. Multiple city staff have contributed countless hours and resources towards both of those efforts. And the partnership that we've forged is going to make both the projects stronger, and frankly, in the instance of the Tiger application, that will be stronger and more competitive as well. I know that you have a lot of other folks to listen to today, so I'm going to keep my remarks short. But thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and for working with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. Who'd like to go next?
I will. Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Kem Marks. I live in East Portland off of Powell Boulevard. As Commissioner Novick said, I am a transportation activists in East Portland. Some of the groups that I'm on are the Powell Division Steering Committee for the Bus Rapid Transit, the Powell Safety Project, Outer Powell Safety Project, Citizens Action or Citizens Advisory Committee, and I was also on the Midway Neighborhood Street Plan Advisory Committee. I wish to speak in favor of the proposal to for the Tiger Grant and for the SDC additions to the SDC list. As you know, Powell Boulevard is the top priority for East Portland Action Plan and other East Portland transportation activists. This plan will go far in making Powell a neighborhood street and transferred into a safe place for people to do their actual transit in business. The other projects on the SDC list that would be added are also very high priority projects for East Portland activists, including parts of the 4M. These projects are close to many of the schools in the David Douglas School District, and will significantly improve access for the school children in that area to schools. I strongly urge you to approve the Tiger and the SDC transportation list additions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mayor, Commissioners. Hello, my name's Wade Lang, and I'm Vice President, Regional Manager for American Assets Trust in the Lloyd District. I'm also a member of Go Lloyd, the Lloyd Transportation Management Board, the Lloyd Enhanced Service District Board, the Lloyd Eco District Board, the Holiday Park Partnership Board, and the Portland Streetcar Board. I've been working in the Lloyd District for 19 years. I am here today to voice my support for adding the Sullivan's Crossing project to the amended 2007 capital improvement project list. Providing a safe and efficient option for bicycles and pedestrians to move between the Lloyd District and destinations south and through the Central East Side Industrial District and destinations north is becoming increasingly important as both the Lloyd District and the Central East Side experience accelerated growth. The crossing will also leverage investment in bicycle infrastructure along Northeast 7th Avenue and create a continuous bike corridor from Alberta Street into the Central East Side and beyond. Sullivan's Crossing will serve to pull bicycles off Grand and MLK, both highly traveled automobile and truck routes not sufficiently designed or maintained for bike safety. It will also serve to move pedestrians and bicyclists away from the 12th Street Bridge, which even with its redesign is challenging for bikes and pedestrians to cross safely. Sullivan's Crossing will also become a most important link between East Side, North, and South neighborhoods in the event of an earthquake. Designed to allow for passage of emergency vehicles, it could become the only safe option for first responders. Sullivan's Crossing has been a high priority for the Lloyd neighborhood for many years and will be a beneficial link to both districts as we continue to support and promote alternative transportation options for those living in Lloyd as well as those just passing through. And the members of the Lloyd District would like to thank Art Pearson, PBOT staff for their time, guidance, and energy in bringing us a step closer to our goal of a much safer north-south bicycle route through the east side of Portland. And as an aside, having spent the first 19 years of my life in growing up on 136th and Powell, these other two projects, David Douglas and the Powell safety, I absolutely support that. Any improvements there are going to be a benefit to the neighbors that live there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you all. Questions? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Do we have any others that are here to speak on this?
Good. Mr. West left.
Okay. And then any other questions for our staff?
What's the point about the bridge accommodating emergency vehicles so that they will be able to accommodate fire engines, fire trucks, ambulances, all that?
This is David Olungi, City of Portland Bureau of Transportation Bridge Engineer. We did design the bridge to be both an active bridge in its everyday use by having sidewalks for pedestrians on the outsides and two bike lanes at the center for a curb-to-curb width of 12 feet. And in the event of emergency, we designed the bridge so it could carry a fire truck within that curb-to-curb width of 12 feet across the gulch when most likely some of the other bridges that are in local nearby would have failed. This bridge would have been code compliant and could carry those emergency vehicles across. So it's an emergency facility.
Width-wise, I don't want to tell you, you're the engineer, but it'll accommodate the load, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
It's ironic that when you design a pedestrian bridge that's long, the weight of all the people stacked on that bridge is actually substantially higher than using it for traffic, even fire trucks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's ironic.
Same thing with the Tillicum Crossing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, then let's please act on the first of these two items, the resolution. 421.
Altman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
So Commissioner Novick and Director Treat and Bureau staff, this is really a historic moment. It's wonderful that once again the city is saying we don't care who owns these roads. They are dangerous and they need to be fixed. And I really appreciate your dedication to saving lives and working on transportation challenges which have eluded us for decades, and particularly the staff, many of whom have been working on this for decades, too, must be very grateful to your leadership. I want to particularly call out the Be It Further Resolved, the last one in this resolution that says, the City Council gratefully acknowledges the excellent work and dedication of the members of the East Portland Action Plan, East Portland Land Use and Transportation Committee, Outer Powell Community Advisory Group, and other community members who helped shape the planning for Outer Powell Boulevard, as well as others in the efforts to fund and build it as a project. And I know that that also counts for the Southwest Neighborhoods groups and others. This is truly a community partnership, including government agencies as well as the community, and I applaud you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I'm going to refuse a little bit about this because I think this is great work. I think both of these items before us this morning are great work. I had the privilege of spending the last week with the Secretary of Transportation and his staff. And for our signature Tiger project to be this one is exactly what this secretary is looking for from communities. So I think we can make a strong case, and I'll be happy to help Commissioner in Charge of Transportation to continue to make that case to the administration that this is exactly what a Secretary of Transportation, who just wrote a wonderful piece about what it means to be cut off from community by past transportation decisions, Powell Boulevard being a textbook example of that. This is perfect and long awaited, and so I'm really happy that this is a priority, that we have the community that's worked so hard for this idea, and not only behind it, but seeing some forward motion. Great work. Aye. And 422.
Yeah,
well, actually, that's going to pass the second reading, right?
Right.
So let's just take a moment, because I want to comment on 422 as well, and others might like to say something while we've got these folks here that have worked on this package. So, well, I'll start then.
I'll just say these are great projects. So all four of them are really great projects and seem like a great use of our system development charges to improve safety for pedestrians and bicyclists and motorists too. So, and provide more access between north and south of Portland. So great.
It's an opportunity to reflect on the fact that although all of this new development brings a lot of strain, it does also bring systems development charges, which we can use for high priority projects, which have been looking for funding for a long time. So I really appreciate the staff looking through the list of SDC projects and looking through the list of projects that hadn't yet been designated and realizing that these high priority projects can and should be designated for SDC money. And I really appreciate the input of all of our community partners and our governmental partners. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Wade. Thank you, Kim. And this is, cross your fingers about the Tiger Grant, but we're very hopeful. And thank you all very much.
Well, Commissioner, anything to add?
Well, sometimes when there's not a whole bunch of community members here, you worry that people don't know about it, but I do see representatives of the community here, and I know that I would have heard about it in this instance if the community wasn't happy with this. So again, I commend the new Portland Bureau of Transportation and your increased awareness of outreach to all communities in all parts of the city is a crucial part of what we do together, and you're seeing the results, and thank you very much.
Well, let me just add some comments about a couple of these. One, this work on Outer Powell, this work on Barber, and something that I'm spending a large amount of my time on, which is the comprehensive plan. All of us are, but I work directly with the Planning Bureau on that. It really is time to take up again the questions of when should we be taking jurisdiction of some of these state highways, and I know that's a concern to you, Commissioner Novick, and of interest to ODOT. And it's important that we be talking about that now while we're doing this work. When is the appropriate turning point for us to take jurisdiction of those former state facilities, current state facilities that should become former state facilities? And it's a topic that we need to discuss while we're working on the plan because of the intensity that we're planning for in terms of land use along some of those streets. So I just wanted to flag that. With respect to this Sullivan's Crossing, reflecting a little bit on the trip, having ridden on a cold, blustery Portland-style day over a bridge that closed a critical gap in the bike system in Copenhagen with the Secretary. Again, you can see the value of this kind of a gap closer project, and that obviously there's some designs in front of us that are elegant, and we've learned with the Tillicum Crossing and with the Columbia River Crossing that designs that of public works that are beautiful get public support, and those that are generic slabs have a harder time, if I can generalize from those experiences. So there are a couple of really attractive designs, including the one on the cover here, that I think will make this a signature project for the city as well as something of great use. Then the other reason I want to pile on about this project is I've also been spending a lot of time with the Central East Side Industrial Council and with recently the Urban Land Institute, who came here to study the CEID and to say, how do we keep this a viable small manufacturing district for makers? Well, one way is to cure the transportation problem for the workers there, many of whom want to get there by bike. You look at the small makers there like Spooltown or Schwood, their workforce do not need to park cars. There's a parking problem in the Central East Side, yes, but there's also a bike access and safety problem. And so giving this kind of connection from the workforce to the north and the work sites to the south across Solomon's Gulch is going to have a very salutary effect on the viability of the Central East Side as a small-scale manufacturing district, which is exactly what we're all planning for. So I'm a table pounder about this one. Great work. Look forward to riding across it real soon.
Mayor, I forgot to mention something, which is that David Olonge is being stolen from PBOP by another bureau. One of your bureaus, in fact, and I'm very bitter about that.
Sorry. We're still here, though. Thank you all. Great work. Look forward to more. Okay, I think